Autism is a spectrum disorder. Just like a rainbow, it has many colors.
City Honors Film and STARS students recently created weekly videos during April's Autism Awareness Month. The video clips were played in homeroom classrooms for all students to view. The videos include students and outside resources to provide a better understanding of those on the autism spectrum.
I was diagnosed with severe low-functioning autism.
Alex Rivera is a junior at City Honors. He started there in fifth grade after transitioning into the city school system from Summit Learning. Rivera had no verbal skills until the age of five.
We had to use sign language back then, but now I am high-functioning autistic. And I was also diagnosed with pervasive developmental disorder that's gone now. And I am now a ESPER, and I have ADHD and some other things as well.
One of the things we noticed when he came to City Honors in fifth grade is suddenly he started performing at a much better level academically, and he's made progress every year since then.
Ann Rivera is Alex's mother.
What do you pinpoint that made that change for him? Just the teaching?
They knew how to support him in the classroom. It was the right kind of setting for him. They knew how to work with him. They support him in a variety of ways, both socially and emotionally and academically. And once you gave him the supports he needed, he could shine in the way that he deserves to.
Rivera is among 85 students at City Honors in the STARS program. It was first launched in 2005, the same year Bill Caressi arrived as principal, when there were fewer special education students attending the school.
We were really surprised that there were not more students with special needs at this building, and we had to figure out a way to attend to that. How the district and the Office of Civil Rights had devised systems to place students at the school was understandable. They wanted to arrive at standardization to build community confidence and to assure everyone that students were being placed by a system rather than individual people.
The program for autism is now growing to 12 home-based classrooms.
I think the first thing is we've clustered students with similar special needs, in this case autism and Asperger's, in the same location, which gives us an opportunity to look for teachers who have specialized background in working with students with autism. It gives us the opportunity to look for dual certified teachers so that the teachers in front of these students have the same qualifications that their gen ed counterparts have. And it also gives us an opportunity to add a therapeutic component for the students that's specific to their needs.
Gentlemen, what do you think comes next? Hang on, Nick.
A.
Organisms produce more offspring than can survive.
Caressi tells us it's a formula that works, and there is proof of this program succeeding. In the last 4 years, 16 of 19 students earned full Regents diplomas. The other students graduated with a local diploma.
And this is something that 20 years ago, because of how these students physically and verbally manifest themselves, would have been assumed there's no way they could compete for a Regents diploma. But if you set it up the right way, they can do it. There's no doubt about it.
These individuals outcompete those with less favorable traits. Do you agree?
A team of teachers who specialize in autism work with students, placing them together in small groups.
Okay.
I was thinking it would be one of the other ones.
But you know, with autism, understanding the social skills and the social goals. So it's kind of balancing that in my classroom.
All of my students are on the autism spectrum in some way.
Maria Coates teaches science, and Brittany Gelati teaches social studies for the high school students in this program.
Gosh, they've all been different. They've all grown in their own way. But I think a lot of them, just even like seeing my seniors, you know, when they start ninth grade, sometimes we're not sure, are they going to be able to reach that diploma? And so far we've had all our students be able to get either a local diploma or a Regents diploma. So that's been a big positive for me, is just being able to see our students graduate with a diploma prepared for something, whether it's college or a job.
What are the challenges every day for you in teaching and working with them?
To make sure that I meet their needs and that I'm working at their level and reflecting every day to make sure that I have done that in a way so that they can be successful on the Regents exam in June. If I don't do that, then I'm worried about their success, their graduation, because it all, even in their freshman year, goes back to that.
He's a little bit like what you call that quirky kid that feels a little bit awkward. Like, the best way I can explain to him is Sheldon from Big Bang Theory.
Buffalo school parent Karima Rogers describing her son Jace, a fifth grader at City Honors who's also on the autism spectrum. The family relocated from Manhattan last year. Rogers says her son was initially lost in the public school system, then sent to a private school in New Jersey with a two-hour commute.
It was just so far away. I couldn't get to him. I couldn't get to parent-teacher conferences. I couldn't be active. This school, I came here, and I didn't know what I expected, but I expected for them to, like, throw him in a classroom and just kind of forget about him. And I spoke to his teacher when he first started, and I said, do you understand why he's here? And she says, I totally get him. And she said, this is the perfect place for him.
We learn about the math and science that I don't know about.
Jace tells us his favorite subject is science and technology.
Being more social and learning more. Sometimes we have fun.
Rogers tells us City Honors has been amazing in guiding her son in the classroom. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.